Now, the rest of the story. George Washington worked for the Russians? George Washington worked for the Russians. And this is the rest of the story. Soldiering was in George Washington's blood. He'd been preparing for that life one way or another since the age of 14. And yet George's soldier comrades were keenly aware of an ability, a remarkable skill, that history was to ignore almost completely. And that is that George Washington was also a tremendously talented military engineer. He enjoyed nothing more than solving the seemingly insoluble technical problems of war, designing bridges for troops where it appeared none could be built, creating efficient supply roads through impossible terrain. That was George Washington's true Yankee shrewdness, some said. Well, what you're about to hear has little to do with raising an army to fight the British, or the glorious catharsis called the American Revolution, or the birth and subsequent management of a fledgling nation. This happened toward the end of George Washington's life. It was when Russia's Tsar Nicholas approached him with a tempting challenge. For in that day, the latest thing in transportation was something called railroad. The European continent had just begun to entwine itself in a web of rails and ties. And the Russian Tsar was determined that his nation not be left behind. What he wanted was a railroad between St. Petersburg and Moscow. Ironclad proof that Russia was keeping up with the times. Well, the last thing on George Washington's mind was abandoning the genteel and genial plantation society which he and his family had found so compatible. Retirement under such splendid circumstances, surrounded by admirers, was a delightful experience. But the Tsar's challenge was irresistible. George Washington would indeed travel to Russia and attempt to solve this one last engineering problem. Well, it turned out to be a greater problem than he had imagined. To his first meeting with the Tsar, George brought a map of Russia. George asked the Tsar to draw on the map the route he wanted his railroad to take. Now hear this. Without hesitating, the Tsar produced a wooden ruler, and he drew a straight line between St. Petersburg and Moscow. A railroad that had to be built in a straight line? George, ordinarily unflappable, was staggered. But then regaining his composure, the prestigious American promised that he would do his best, and he did. Well, it was more than good enough. When work on the Russian railroad was near completion, George Washington died. He died in Russia, by the way. The Tsar offered to bury him there with all sorts of honors, but needless to say, his family declined, and he rests in peace in his beloved United States. But before he passed away, he accomplished one thing more that bears mentioning. He fathered a son who was to be remembered among the greatest artists of his time. That artist was James Abbott McNeill Whistler. James Abbott McNeill Whistler. And world-renowned is the portrait he painted of his mother, Whistler's mother. Well, now you've met George Washington Whistler. George Washington Whistler, a VIP in his own right, whose importance was ultimately obscured by the artistry of his gifted offspring. George Washington Whistler was Whistler's father. And now, you know the rest of the story.